from KQED.
From KQED Public Radio in San Francisco, I'm Michael Krasny. President Obama has inched toward outright endorsement of same-sex marriage through the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell and his support of repealing the Defense of Marriage Act. However, some of his supporters are calling for him to take the final step and make support of same-sex marriage part of his campaign platform. But others fear that could cost him politically. We'll discuss the president's quandary. Then at 9:30, the San Francisco-based Goldman Environmental Prize is awarded to grassroots environmental activists from each of the six inhabited continents. Recipients of the $150,000 prize, known as the Green Nobel, have demonstrated sustained commitment to the environment, often at great personal risk. We'll talk to two of this year's 2012 winners. Forum is next, after this. From KQED Public Radio in San Francisco, I'm Michael Krasny. Good morning and welcome to this morning's Forum program. In 2008, President Obama said that marriage should be between a man and a woman, but since then he has helped repeal the Don't Ask, Don't Tell law, and he's voiced his support for repealing the Defense of Marriage Act. Pressure is presently on the president from gay and lesbian rights groups, as well as members of his own party, to approve same-sex marriage on the Democratic Party's presidential platform. And much is politically at stake. Tomorrow, the president speaks in Florida at a fundraiser made up of gay rights supporters. And in this segment of Forum, we take up the issue of pre-election presidential support for same-sex marriage. Joining us is Evan Wolfson. He's founder and president of Freedom to Marry, which is leading the call for a Freedom to Marry plank in the Democratic campaign platform. He's with us this morning from New York City. Welcome, Evan Wolfson.
Good to be with you.
Good to have you with us. And Ed Espinoza is also joining us this morning from Austin, Texas. He is Democratic political consultant and is in charge of Ed Espinoza Political Consulting. Welcome, Ed Espinoza.
Good to be here. Thank you.
Good to have you. And let me begin, if I may, Evan Wolfson, with you. A lot of folks are saying, that the president should come out before and support the Freedom to Marry on the campaign for same-sex couples, but this doesn't fit in with what others view as political pragmatism, and maybe he ought to wait. At least that's what others are cautioning. And you say, why do it now?
Well, because happily, it's not only the right thing to do, it's the right thing to do politically. This is support for the Freedom to Marry is very consistent with the values of the Democratic Party: freedom, fighting for families, getting government out of the way of families trying to care for one another, inclusion, respect, equality. It's part of the noble tradition of the Democratic Party. And a vast majority of Democrats support the Freedom to Marry, but so do a majority of independents, so do a majority of Catholics, so do younger voters across the spectrum, including even Republicans and conservatives. So the president, by getting in line with the majority of Americans and the vast majority of Democrats and independents, will be really doing something that his supporters, the people who are reachable, the people who want to be with him, want to see.
Do you agree, Ed Espinoza, that the majority are in support of same-sex marriage and that the president really is, if he goes for this on the campaign platform, will be speaking to the majority of Americans?
I agree with the part that support for marriage equality is growing. I haven't seen numbers recently to know if it's a majority, though I will take Evan at his word. I can certainly believe that it is. As far as whether or not it's good politics, there's one hurdle here, and it's that we don't have national elections in this country. We have state-by-state elections. So long as we're using this old dinosaur of the Electoral College and we don't have a popular vote, we have got to weigh the outcome of elections the potential outcome of elections a little bit differently, because some states have greater impact than others. And in some of these particular swing states, we don't have a majority of support just yet. And looking at the currents supporting marriage equality, I think that this is a journey that a lot of people are going down, and they're coming around. We've seen it in a lot of places. But it's one that I think the president doesn't want to get too far out ahead of his base or ahead of all of his voters. He represents many people. He can certainly take a profiles and courage moment and do the right thing, but you can't govern if you can't win.
Well, forgive me, but hasn't the president said that his views are evolving? And when we heard Chris Christie vetoing same-sex marriage in New Jersey, he said his position is the same as President Obama's.
Well, I can't speak for Chris Christie, but I do believe that the president's views are evolving, just like I think the country's views are evolving. And it's important that this is a process and that he doesn't get too far out ahead of all the different people that he represents.
And there is concern, Evan Wolfson, about not only social conservatives, but people of religious faith, and that the president can't afford, perhaps, again, from a pragmatic view, to alienate, the independents and Santorum-type supporters who might have voted for him, who this could be a one major issue with.
Well, anybody for whom, such as a Santorum voter, this may be the number one issue at a time when America and families are confronting so many challenges, the number of voters who are going to vote to deny gay people the freedom to marry and determine their vote for president based on that are not the voters that this president has anyway. So it's really not about trying to reach the people who are never going to support him because he's never going to be anti-gay enough to satisfy them. Instead, it's about doing the right thing and being with the people who do support this. The NBC News Wall Street Journal poll just a few weeks ago reported that Obama 2008 voters, which of course is the electorate that this president needs and that could put him up back in the White House, are 8 times more likely to support a pro-marriage candidate, and independents are twice as likely to support a candidate in favor of the freedom to marry.
Well, many see it as the right thing to do. I'm sure you may have noticed that the Washington Post and Salon.com have both come out with articles saying that a number of Democratic strategists and particularly people in the Democratic Party say maybe it's too soon to pull the switch before the election. Even supporters of gay rights have suggested maybe that the timing is wrong.
Well, actually, a huge number of elected officials, more than 22 senators, this Nancy Pelosi, the Democratic leader in the House, 4 former party chairs, including Don Fowler, a 77-year-old from South Carolina, all came out in support of the Freedom to Marry plank. So actually, I think that the stronger case is that the people who are going to be with this president, the votes he's going to be able to get, are the ones who are is strongly in support of him coming out in support of the freedom to marry, and the ones who are going to be strongly against it are not voters he's going to get anyway. This president has actually done so much in favor of gay equality and gay rights, and he's done so much in the direction of the freedom to marry already that the number of people he's going to lose by just connecting the dots and finishing his journey are infinitesimal. But on the other hand, his failure to come out fully and forthrightly in support of the freedom to marry gives an opening to political opponents, as you mentioned, like Governor Christie, who are giving this bogus claim that his position is the same as theirs. It's not true. His position is much stronger and better than theirs is. But until he is clear and forthright and authentic, he doesn't get full credit for his position amongst those who want to be with him.
Well, Ed Espinosa, there's some logic in what Evan Wolfson's saying. The president talked about his respect for the California State Supreme Court decision. He actually opposed the anti-gay initiative in Minnesota and opposed it in North Carolina. So why not go this extra step?
Well, and I think it goes you're right. And Evan made a good point about the president's record as well. He's appointed more than any other of all the previous administrations combined. There are more LGBT professional appointments in this administration. He's ended Don't Ask, Don't Tell. The Department of Justice is no longer defending the DOMA Act. He's definitely made some progress. But like I said, this is a journey, and there are definitely people who are on the right side of this. I personally believe that the president is on the right side of this and will be more forceful on the right side of this at some point. But in the meantime, until we can get that kind of support from certain swing states that will look, let's face it, this election is going to come down to about 8 or 9 states, like it or not. And until we can get the kind of support that we need from people in those states on these issues, or at least not give them an excuse to shy away, this is going to be a complicated issue.
Well, it is indeed a complicated issue. And in fact, what I'm going to do at this point, because this is a half-hour segment, is invite our listeners to join us on this, particularly if you want to weigh in one way or the other. President Obama, again, has kind of inched toward outright endorsement of same-sex marriage through repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell and his support of repealing the Defense of Marriage Act. However, some of his supporters are calling for him to take what would be the final step and make support of same-sex marriage part of his campaign platform, and others fear that it could cost him politically. Where do you want to weigh in on this? And if you have any, not only opinions, but questions, we welcome your phone calls. You can join us now at our toll-free number. It's 866-733-6786. Whether you're listening on radio, internet, or Sirius satellite, feel free to join the program. It's live, and your interaction is certainly invited. Again, 866-733-6786. There are other ways to communicate with us now. You can email us, forum@kqed.org, or post any questions or comments you might have on our website by going to kqed.org/forum and clicking on the segment, or going to our Facebook page. And again, we welcome your calls, your emails, and your thoughts about this. It's actually, Ed Espinoza, pretty clear when you think about the president saying making the analogy on a couple of occasions to his parents' marriage. That is a interracial marriage, and talking about, well, same-sex marriage as being essentially the same. Again, that would seem to suggest that maybe he ought to go the full way here.
Well, and I agree with the analogy, but when you're trying to communicate this with voters, and like we all said, that there is a growing sentiment where people are coming around on this issue. But one thing to keep in mind in elections is, regardless of the percentage of people that support, it's what is the turnout on election day going to be? And the group that is most resistant to coming around on marriage equality are senior citizens. But they are also an electorate that has the highest turnout in elections. Now, another particular group here that we need to take note of is that the African-American community has been slow to embrace this. As a matter of fact, my community, the Latino community, also has been slower to embrace this. A lot of that is because there are some evangelicals. There's also some cultural issues that people are slowly starting to erode. But these are different groups that are coming around on this issue, but they're coming around slower than other groups. It's important that we not isolate these groups by turning them off or giving them pause on something that they haven't reached a conclusion to yet.
Quick question you before I begin to take calls, Evan Wolfson, and that is, if it came down to and certainly a lot of the common wisdom would agree with Ed Espinoza that it may come down to just 9 states or let me just ask you outright, if you're throwing the dice here and possibly losing a few states as a result of the president taking a position, and that would lose him the presidency, would it be worth it?
Well, the fact that these 4 former party chairs, not to mention so many other elected officials, have all come out in support of the platform plank shows that they don't really think it's going to cost any states. In fact, one of the keys to winning an election is turning out your people. This is something we all agree on here. And the evidence is that the people who are going to vote for this president, the people who want to be with him, care deeply about this. The intensity level has increased, and he needs every single one of those voters, and he needs the enthusiasm amongst the volunteers and the donors and so on. This is not about trying to figure out how to get the slice of people who are never going to be with him. This is about making sure he gets every vote that is going to be with him and gets them out there and excited. And I really do believe, if I didn't believe this, I wouldn't be pressing it, but I do believe that this is something that people care deeply about, and it's the right thing to do, and it's consistent with the values of the Democratic Party.
Right.
The other point I just want to make in response to the earlier comment is actually the polling amongst African Americans and Latinos, as with Americans generally, and for that matter seniors, continues to show growing support. I think, again, that's something we do agree on. African Americans, according to the NBC News Wall Street Journal poll, are now at 50% support, and Latinos actually are a little stronger. Consistent with the majority of the public. So what the president can do is make a clear and authentic case for why he believes in equality and inclusion and respect for loving and committed couples. No one is saying he should spend the entire election talking about this, but it is something that registers with the people who really want to be with him. And at the same time, his failure to really connect the dots, his failure to be authentic in his position, is a jarring false note that people don't like.
All right, and just a quick response from you, Ed Espinoza. He's going to Florida tomorrow. He's going to be talking to a lot of LGBT potential donors. Essentially, not face this issue, evade it at this point. Say, I'm still evolving. Would that be your advice?
I think it's like I said, it's a journey, and it's important. It is something that's evolving. And actually, Evan makes a very good point. 50% of support among the African-American community is good, and it is growing. But when you're winning 95% of African-Americans, there's 45%, nearly half of them, that still haven't come around on this issue. It's important that the issue evolves with the electorate. The president can definitely lead, but sometimes that leadership comes at a price. And in an election like this, where there are so many things on the line, I don't know that that's the price that we want to pay when we know that this president is with the community. He has made statements. He has made laws. He has made gestures that he is on the right side of this. We'll get there. We just need a little bit of time.
All right, let me get to our callers. And Holden, you're up first. Good morning. Welcome to the program. You're on the air.
It seems like you've already covered most of the territory of the question that I had, which was really about, you know, what's the upside of doing it? What's the downside of doing it in pure math? To me, there's no question about what the right thing to do is, but I'm also not willing to give away the second term on a roll of the dice. But it seems like political consultants get this math pretty tight when they need to. So where's the math? How does it shake out?
Well, I think we're in disagreement about the math, and that's essentially at the heart of this debate. Let me get another caller on, and that's you, Rosa. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. This is Rosa calling from Santa Clara.
Yes, hi.
And I think this is a very this is a good debate. I just want to say very, very quickly, I agree with Mr. Espinoza that Obama should stay away from the gay marriage issue. I believe gay rights is a civil right. However, gay marriage, I believe, is separate from gay, you know, from civil rights. I say that coming from an evangelical perspective. I am a diehard Democrat. However, I am also a social conservative. I am an evangelical, and it's very clear when we go to church. I come from a Pentecostal background, but it's very clear that marriage is, gay marriage is just wrong. It's not recognized. It's not acknowledged. It's even condemned. It's an abomination. And every Christian knows that, so I think it could hurt Obama, politically. I believe it can hurt him spiritually. I believe he can appear like a hypocrite if he does embrace gay marriage. Now, repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell and all those things I think is good, but as far as gay marriage, legalizing it, he's going to have a lot to answer for, and we're going to be set down a very slippery slope. This country will be set down a very slippery slope if he does legalize gay marriage nationally.
Well, Rosa, I appreciate your putting your opinion in, and I thank you for that. In fact, Evan Wolfson, there's a kind of logic in what she says about many Christians perhaps not in support of this and who would find themselves torn, even Democrats like Rosa. In fact, the president said back in 2008 campaign, I believe in civil unions.
Well, I believe in civil union too, but civil union is not a substitute for the freedom to marry. And I actually think the president got it right when he said, and I quote, I believe that gay couples deserve the same legal rights as every other couple in this country, close quote. Well, one of those legal rights is the right to receive a civil marriage license from the government. This is not about telling any church what to do. This is not about telling any religion who they must marry or not marry. This is about when the government issues marriage licenses, should it be discriminating? And the president should not be presiding over a government that discriminates. And he knows that. So I think people like Rosa, who can say they agree that gay people should be treated with respect and equally, but then in the very next sentence say gay people are an abomination and go on and on. It's not clear to me how they reconcile that with the president's statement that I believe that gay couples deserve the same legal rights as every other couple in this country.
And let me get Colin on, who I believe has a different perspective. Colin, welcome.
Hi. Thanks for having me on the air. I'm a longtime listener. I just wanted to say it's really hard to hear somebody say things like that. I don't know that she specified that gay people specifically were an abomination, but it sounded like she said that gay marriage was an abomination. But actually, if you look at the language in the Bible, there is some discrepancy as to whether that language, that term of an abomination, would apply to gay people or not. But obviously, I wholeheartedly disagree with that. And for me, it's really, really hard to get behind Obama when he has continually attempted to reach across the aisle. And it seems like every time he tries to do that and tries to appeal to bigoted, small-minded people who think that gay people are an abomination. And I'm sorry if that seems like I'm name-calling, but it's really, really hard to hear somebody deny that kind of a right to somebody and stand behind it. But it's really hard for me as a left-leaning person to get behind Obama when he continually tries to reach across the aisle to appeal to people who have these kind of beliefs and continually gets burned every time he tries to do it. I would like to see Obama take a strong liberal stand on an issue like this so that I would feel comfortable getting behind him as a candidate. Thanks. We'll take the comments offline.
Well, Colin, thank you for your comments. Actually, I want to read a couple of comments here from listeners. Joseph writes, I think that we all know that the president's view of gay marriage isn't evolving. I'm certain he's for gay marriage on a personal level and always has been. But he's holding out so as not to alienate more conservative voters. To perpetuate the phony baloney evolution line is an exercise in absurdity. And Steve says, anyone who thinks Obama should risk losing even a single vote by openly supporting same-sex marriage prior to the election is not understanding the risk all gay people will face if Mitt Romney is elected and selects the next several Supreme Court justices. Nothing would damage our long-term prospects more than an even more radically conservative court. Well, Ed Espinosa, is that kind of in line with what your thinking is at this point?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a good point you make about Mitt Romney, who'd recently given a large contribution to NOM, N-O-M, the National Organization of Marriage, which is a group that openly opposes marriage equality. And, you know, having Mitt Romney in the White House would be an absolute disaster on so many levels. And, you know, Colin, I understand where Colin's coming from, but I think that there is a misconception that the president's necessarily reaching across the aisle or that he's trying to win over conservative voters. Look, he's a smart guy. He knows that those people will never be with him. But there are some people in our own party that we need to win over. And in those cases, we do need to moderate some positions in order to win those votes. And as far as voters out into the states, it's not necessarily winning over conservative voters, but if you've got a 40% progressive base and a 40% conservative base, there's 20% left, and of those, you need to win 11%. Those people in the middle are concerned about a lot of different things, and if they think that you're paying attention to issues that don't pertain to their pocketbook and that maybe you're just going in a direction that they themselves aren't headed in yet, it gives them pause. And in states like, say, Colorado and Virginia, possibly New Hampshire, maybe even in Nevada, which has been a very critical battleground state, these are important issues.
Right, let me get Jenny on, who's been waiting patiently. Jenny, go ahead. You're on the air.
Thank you, Michael. I wanted to agree with your guest about the political side of this. But as much as I support this and actually personally work for gay rights to marriage, that it politically is, if not poison, is at least a toxin for the president to speak about it too much now. However, why aren't we calling for and screaming for the voters, the Congress, and the justice system to be doing this work instead of the president? I think it's our job, not his.
And you say what to that, Evan Wolfson?
Well, I actually agree. We should be calling on all elected officials and judges to do the right thing, and we should be also doing our work to create the political space to enable them to rise to fairness. If we go out there and say we're afraid or we don't want to risk or we can't, what if, and we don't, and they don't, they shouldn't do it until after the election, they should be disingenuous, then we're not helping the political leadership or the judges to get to the right place. And I think it's really important to underscore here that there's just no evidence that actually it's going to cost the president anything, but there is evidence that it's costing him not to be in the right place.
Now, let me get a final word from Ed Espinosa as we come to the close of time here. We're really out of time. I want to hear a final word from you, Ed.
Two things. I'd love to continue the conversation with your listeners on Twitter at Ed Espinosa. My handle is at Ed Espinosa with a Z. And then the last point I'll make is this. If the president comes out in favor of gay marriage and he loses, we will have this debate in the Democratic primary again 4 years from now. If he comes out in favor of gay marriage after he is reelected, it is more certain that every nominee, every person running 4 years from now will be in favor of it.
All right,
and
we thank Ed Espinosa from
is a strong statement.
Thank you, Ed Espinosa from Ed Espinosa Political Consulting. Thank you, Evan Wolfson from the Freedom to Marry. And we'll return with more Forum. We're going to meet some of the Goldman's environmental prize winners when we return. I'm Michael Krasny.